wise men will bow down before the throne.
Heaven and bed weak, let me touch your cheek. I will always love you. Heaven, your face hit, heaven, your lips split by the one who loves you. Real love, real love, real love makes your lungs burn. Real love is a heart attack. Showing your mother to watching the spirit fly in the hummingbird cry. Oh my mind, oh papa, oh my mind, oh papa. How much blood is worth a drop?
Watching her young sing, grow up so fast. Looking up to her, watching her do her makeup and hair.
Hello.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Remix Tape.
That's right. What do we do on Remix Tape? We take some pretty cool people. We ask them to choose a theme. They come in with a mix around that theme, and we talk about it. And really, in the process of that, we become aware of other people's inner lives and their experiences. And also, their rockin' taste in music. I wanted to say something else, but I'm on the radio. Welcome to Remix Tape.
Today, our special guest is Charlotte Nunes from the library. Charlotte, will you give us a little background about who you are?
Yes, I will. But first, I want to say that I can't hear myself in these headphones. Does
yeah.
that matter?
Yeah, so. We also cannot. Okay. And that has to do with the fact that sometimes in the booth here at WJRH, there are technical issues.
Okay.
So. And we just have to hope and have faith. Okay. Because with Wolf's show last week, this was a problem and everything came through, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm not going
to
worry about
so
it.
So we just have to trust.
Yeah.
It's a show of faith.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Charlotte Nunes.
Yeah, so I'm a co-director of digital scholarship services in the library, and I work right next door to Sarah.
My neighbor.
Neighbors, work yes. neighbors, yes, colleagues. Neighbors,
colleagues.
All that That's right. Stuff. Cool. So welcome to Easton, Charlotte.
Thank you.
I also arrived not too long ago, and so did Sarah. All of us are new ladies to Easton, and we're all ladies. And
These things are all relevant.
Where are
you coming from before?
I was in Austin, Texas. Yes.
That's awesome. So you want to tell us about your mix? I know we've titled it roughly Salty and Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean?
Well, the other night I was eating a bag of kettle corn. That's really where the inspiration came from.
As all good things yes. come from
Love
snacks.
Kettle corn.
And I was thinking about this mix and I was just thinking about all the salty wisdom that adheres to this mix, but it's also, there's a lot of like really direct confrontation, like very tender embrace of the emotional spectrum. And I thought that it applied well to this mix. And I thought that, yeah, just that kind of that mix and that balance, you know, there's a lot of these songs, I really love them because they have great one-liners somewhere embedded in them. Some kind of little nugget of wisdom that stays with me, and it has stayed with, you know, some of these songs I've listened to for years, and that those one-liners, those little nuggets of salty wisdom stay with me. So yeah, I look forward to extricating some of them in this discussion.
Yeah,
extricating those nuggets.
About this mix, we're texting her about it, and I was like, you know, I feel like this particular mix has a lot of direct addresses, as you said a minute ago. Like sometimes songs are kind of more, I don't know, collective or cryptic or
abstract.
And this has a lot of people that are like speaking to you, it feels like, or at least having a persona that is speaking to you.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
So we should, thinking about this theme, I think we should hear the next block of songs and then we will return to talk more. The first song we heard was Real Love by Big Thief. Mm-hmm. So what is this? Why did you start off your mix with this song? Was there a reason?
I think it was arbitrary, but it's a really intense song.
Yeah.
And it's about, and I thought maybe, yeah, I think it's good to kick off with if we're talking about a kind of direct confrontation. It's like love is, you know, sometimes love is bad for you. It's literally makes you physically ill.
That's right.
And sometimes it's, so it's true. Not, sometimes it's the opposite. But I like that the song, you know, it's like real love is a heart attack. Real love makes your heart black. It's like, I just love it. It's so dragged. So I just feel like it really captures the one kind of possible manifestation of the experience of love, which is like illness.
It's awesome. An illness.
Whoa.
Okay.
Well, we started with Salty, so let's see what the next few songs lend us, and stay tuned to Charlotte's Mix.
jet, baby. You just haven't earned it, son. You just haven't earned it yet, baby. You must suffer and cry for a longer time. You just haven't earned it yet, baby.
Welcome back to Remix Tape, and we're here with Charlotte Nunes and listening to her salty and sweet playlist. So, Charlotte, we had some interesting feedback and choices. Can you tell us about the two songs that we just heard, Trees and Flowers, and then You Just Haven't Earned It Yet, Baby? We heard both the Smiths version and the
Kirsten McCall
version.
Yeah, so Trees and Flowers, I mean. Dumb Dumb Girls, you know, that song to me is straightforwardly about depression, and it's so simple. It's just the same kind of verse again and again, and just about how depression just shifts your entire perspective about everything around you. I hate the trees, I hate the flowers, I hate the buildings towering over me.
All of these things that are so romantic, usually.
Yeah, and just that feeling of being kind of overwhelmed. I just have this like mental image of feeling overwhelmed by the shadows cast by the big buildings and trees and flowers, just what could be more benign, but just how all that stuff just gets subsumed in that emotional state. And then You Just Haven't Earned It Yet. I had planned to do the Kirsten McCall, but in error we put on the Smiths, but it kind of worked out well because then we got feedback from Peter that it was emotionally disoriented.
That's right. Peter, our intern.
And we're like, good, salty and sweet. That makes good. That makes sense. So like Kristen McCall takes this, you know, really devastating Morrissey song and turns it into something poppy and sassy and salty.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like the wisdom inherent to that song that you just, that, you know, you haven't earned it yet. You haven't suffered enough. I mean, it's
it's hard to hear that, but
yeah, I mean, I think it's ultimately a positive message because it's saying, yeah, you know, you're learning, you're taking, I mean, every kind of emotional turn that your path takes, you're taking something from it, and you're, it's it culminates,
yeah,
over, you know, over time.
Sometimes the only solace you can get is thinking that it's the scar tissue that you're developing, mm-hmm, even though that is kind of depressing. I don't know. You have to find ways of looking on the bright side, mm-hmm, of scar tissue.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where did you first hear Kirsten McCall? Like, you said that you noticed that she did a
nice
lot of...
Nice transition, oh, Sarah. She's like, anyway.
We can talk about scar tissue some more.
I'm good.
So, Andy,
I mean, your comment was profound. There's no way I could top it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Might as well transition away. Pivot. Andy introduced me to Kirsten McCall. So he, I don't know how he discovered her, but he found out about her cover of Billy Bragg's New England. And it's just, it's a beautiful song. It's poppy. She's a kind of a 90s singer, British. She was kind of part of that whole pop, British pop rock movement, like Richard Thompson and,
mm-hmm,
those types were kind of plugging in. But still very much stewards of tradition, but kind of having a pop sensibility also. And she's just a really intriguing figure. She was really influential in that scene, and she died very young. She had died very, very sadly on vacation with her two sons in Mexico. She got hit by a boat.
Jeez.
Very, very sad story. And she just left a hole in that community.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, the whole kind of story around her is kind of interesting and tragic, and it's just sad to think. I mean, what she could have, I mean, I've you know, we've read interviews of people who worked with her, and it just, what she could have accomplished over the course of her life, it's just incredibly sad. But she does leave, yeah, us with a lot of fabulous music, and so I like to celebrate her memory. And
that's great.
I really like what she did with this song as well.
I love that Andy introduced you to her. Andy, for those of our very most dedicated followers, was a friend of the show, former guest. He did the all vinyl mix earlier in the semester. And I love that he introduced it to you because I think it gets at this. Well, we ask this question a lot about our guests. Like, what is your interaction with a mixtape? Like, how is it personal? Did Andy make a mix for you, or did you just like sit around listening to it together? Or like, how, when you think of a mixtape, like, what do you think is associated with the form?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I feel like it's an opportunity to showcase your taste, and sometimes you can try to send a subtle message by means of a mixtape. And yeah, I appreciate both of those. I have to say, I've found this experience kind of stressful. Like I've told you both, I'm like, people are gonna judge me. It's funny, the same way I'm kind of reading into every song and like, what's an interpretation of it?
Right.
What do I want to say about it? The same way I'm like, how are other people kind of
receiving this?
Yeah,
and this is your time on the air. So
yeah,
you're thinking how they think of Charlotte Nunes.
Yeah, totally.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, they should be thinking awesome things because especially this mix is great. And these next three songs that we're going to listen to are three powerhouse ladies, lady icons. And we're really pumped about it.
Sorry, I've been doing other things but listening. and I'm not ready to end the conversation.
Oh,
I just wanted to say that I think Charlotte is very bravely on air mentioning something that everyone feels about music, that I remember from being really young, that it is about taste and you are judged when you're young if you are not into the right kind of music. I mean, it was like, what's your name? What grade are you in? What radio station do you listen to? These are the questions that people wanted to know. And I think for music, because music is such an intimate space for people and you develop these emotional ties to songs sometimes very randomly, not because you're really into the vibe, but because it's associated with something that happens in your life. And so for that reason, it can be very painful to put yourself out there to show the things that you connect to. The same way that it would be to tell like a personal story about like, you know, how you fell down or something. Like something embarrassing about that.
Totally. It's embarrassing.
So, like, music, yeah, music is a place of vulnerability. It's a place you don't, yeah, it's a brave thing to do, to talk about the things that mean something to you. So that's what I wanted to say. Sorry. So we
that
can.
That's beautiful.
Hey. Scar tissue. It's my middle name. So let's hear the next few tracks from Charlotte's really excellent mix. And I'd like to return to the question of a sandwich, which is a metaphor that I've developed. I know. Sorry. Returned in my head. I know. So anyway, we're going to play this mix right now. So the next three tracks from Charlotte Nunes. This is a remix tape.
Talking to this man, ain't no pretty other side, ain't no way to understand the stupid words of pride. Yeah, we're taking acrobats, and I already tried all that, so I'm gonna let him fly. The second hand just waved goodbye, and know the light has left his face, but you can't recall just where or why. So there was really nothing to it. I just went and cut right through it. I said, I'm gonna let him fly. Oh yeah. Tell me so. Took a while to understand the beauty of just an angle. Cause it would take.
guess this means goodnight. Then you come in and start writing, not treating me right. Misery's a bore and all its company. I'll play the victim for you, honey, but not for free. I run into that heartache just like a wall. Back death. You don't scare me at all, though you try. I've
lived enough life. I've earned my stripes with my knife in the ground. This is mine, clear the way. I'm coming through, no matter what you say. I've got work to be doing. If you're not here to help, go find some other life to ruin. Let me show you the door.
Okay, so that we're back to remix tape, and this is WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. So we just heard what I'd like to call the country sandwich of Charlotte's mix.
Sort of. I might disagree.
Well, I speak not about the specifics of genre, which we all know are complicated. Those of us in the room who have thought about genre more than other people, maybe. Maybe literary genre. But I say it about mood. I say it about a mood. What is a good country song? Makes your stomach hurt because you're so sad. Those songs do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a time to turn inward in this mix. Inward to country. Sink your teeth into that country sandwich. Mm-hmm. That was my comment about that. So we can turn to the actual songs now. Charlotte, what would you like to say about this block, the country sandwich, as I have named it?
Yeah. How's that? How's the sound there?
I think it's good.
So I think, you know, Let Him Fly and All to Myself, they both have a really powerful message about letting go. You know, Let Him Fly, she's talking about she's been an acrobat. She's already tried all that. She's like contorted herself to make something work. And she can't, and she's like, I'm gonna let it go. It's a really sort of powerful and like clarifying song about letting go. And All to Myself is similar in that way. And, you know, it has a similarly, I think, empowering message, you know, just very similar. Like, I've spent so long trying to change these things I can't control, and just like a very sort of calm acceptance of like, I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to try to control things anymore. Mm. And I love what it just, it's so clever. There's so much clever wordplay in that song, All to Myself. Like, you know, she's like, all I want is to be strong, and I know who I can count on, and that's herself. And, you know, it's about like sort of self-reliance and emotional self-reliance. And I think it's such a positive song and a beautiful song. And then there's a pivot in Blue Moon with Hardy, which just has that great line, what I wouldn't do to be a diamond in your eyes again.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, that also is just, I think it is an embrace. It's an embrace of just, of this, you know, emotional point on the spectrum. And then Memories Are Now, I think, pivots back, you know, it's just like, okay, it's again, it's that sort of self-reliance, that theme, and which also has a great one-liner. This is a good chunk of all of these songs are really good.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a line that stays with you. And for me, in Memories Are Now, it's go find some other life to ruin.
Yeah.
Which I really like that. It's like, I'm not doing this anymore. Go find some other life to ruin. And there's no subject in it. I just, you know, it's just go, you know, I really like that. I think it's an imperative, and it's also just, I like that kind of thread of self-reliance.
I think when you turn inward, it's an abyss. Yeah, that's why it's so hard to listen to a bunch of sad music when you're feeling sad, because it's bottomless. But sometimes I think what you're showing with these pivoting, that you can find these inner reserves, you know? You can find these inner reserves, right? There's maybe in this abyss, just like thinking about it visually, there are these like rocks sticking out you can hang on to, and eventually you're not going to be in there anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. Charlotte, I was thinking when you were talking, I was just listening to how you kind of latch on to the lyrics of these things. And something we talk about with guests, or we're like, it's interesting, is that, you know, some people make their mixes based on the sounds, I think, and some people really pay attention to the lyrics. And one thing I really like about the way that you're talking and thinking through all these songs is, you, as you say, like, they have like these moments of wisdom, and you mean it kind of lyrically as I mean, yeah. The sounds are beautiful. Like, these these songs are great. They're beautiful to listen to, and they fit together really well. But I think it's interesting. I feel like in terms of this spectrum of, do you choose and make a mix based on, or like, do you make a theme based on the music, the way it sounds, versus what's being said? I feel like kind of you're on the what's being said side of things.
Yeah. Want to hear a fun fact?
Yes.
Jessica Hoop was Tom Waits's nanny.
Jeez.
I know.
He amazing? Had a nanny?
Yeah, he had a nanny, and it was Jessica
Hoop. That's so organized of him. Apparently yeah. He's a responsible father.
Yeah. And she's a lapsed Mormon. She has an interesting, or lapsed evangelical something. Mm. Yeah. Interesting past.
Charlotte, you also have a story about Patty Griffin. And actually, of many of these people, I hear that you have seen them at least, or been in their presence.
Yes. I have seen several of these artists in concert, and that's partially because I was living in Austin for almost a decade before I came here. So it was really easy to see people performing. Mm. So the Patty Griffin thing is that she owned a house right down the street from Andy, and we used to kind of haunt her house and pass by it on the off chance that we might see her. We never did the whole time we lived there. But
haunt it in a non-stalker way. Patty.
Non-stalker way. And we also, one time we're at a movie, and so we were talking about that collaboration. Yeah, Robert Plant and Patty Griffin. You know, we were sort of doing associations, and we were at a movie in Austin, and we saw Robert Plant and Alison Krauss at a movie. They're at the movie with us, sitting a few rows in front of us. And Andy was so stoked.
What movie was it?
Oh, it was Melancholia. Remember that?
Oh, dang. Movie? I totally remember that movie.
That was an amazing movie.
Dude. That's intense.
Kirsten Dunst?
That's the very same. Is it Lars von Trier?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah,
He makes some bad decisions sometimes. Does.
So Andy saw Robert Plant after the movie go into the bathroom. He's like, well, I guess I'm going to the bathroom.
Dude. So
he went
just
to the bathroom.
Just stalking Robert Plant.
Peed next to Robert Plant.
Rad.
And told Robert Plant he admires his work. And Robert Excellent. Plant thanked him.
Excellent.
And then
they were peeing.
No, Sarah. I knew that was coming. Blocking
I
that off.
Can't. You can clarify that with Andy. It may very well have been while they were peeing. And Andy's big takeaway from the whole thing was that Robert Plant did not wash his hands.
It's cool. Maybe he's pretty clean. Just a clean guy.
Yeah, sure. We'll put it that way. Anyway, we just thought that we always thought that was really funny.
I guess Robert Plant isn't preparing any of our foods, so.
Yeah, it's his prerogative. He's Robert Plant. He does what he wants.
He's not going to give us a country sandwich anytime soon.
He gave us a good country sandwich with
Alison Krauss. Yeah, he did. That was the countryest sandwich he could have delivered.
Or bluegrass.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's the spectrum, right? That's when things get pretty country. Mm. So, shall we?
Yeah, let's proceed.
Let's proceed with the next group. Mm-hmm. This is a remix tape. We're here with Charlotte Nunes. Her special theme today is salty and sweet, which we will return to soon. Stay tuned. This is Remix Tape.
I've always been carried by this band. Your song shadows my song, man. I never had a backup plan. You made me who I am. Tell me I was wrong. You know that I'd leave it for you. I'd do anything you ask me to. 'Cause my song belong will make you remember. Anything left you can see. And I don't even know who I'm singing about anymore. Who I'm singing about anymore. And I don't even know who I'm singing about anymore. Who I'm singing about anymore.
Welcome back to Remix Tape. on WJRH 104.9 FM. And we've been listening to Charlotte's Salty and Sweet Mix. And actually, while you guys were listening, we were talking, and I just want to share like this beautiful gem that Charlotte was saying. And we were talking about how many of these are like breakup songs and kind of personal songs, but how there's this kind of confabulation or co-mixing where these songs apply to these other like major significant times in your life, like where they could just be extended to troubling political times or these other kinds of things, and how it's just like both the sympathy and the resilience that are captured in these songs are just so broadly applicable, and they kind of build us up.
Yeah, thanks, Sarah. That was nice.
It's really beautiful. From Charlotte. I was rephrasing it poorly, but from Charlotte, it was really beautiful. Charlotte, do you want to tell us a little bit about these songs that we just heard?
Yes. So, I mean, I like these songs as a pair. I think, you know, they both have a little edge of disgust and indignation to them, lyrics-wise. You know, Shadows is like, I'm trying to get through to you. Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And I don't even know who, yeah. It's like, I don't even know who I'm singing about. You know, I just had this indignation, which I think is also a kind of place of power to sort of come from. It's a sort of like righteous indignation, just this kind of like, you know, who are you? You know, why are you behaving like this? Those kinds of hard questions.
Right.
And did you recognize the featured artist in Shadows?
Yeah, Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry from Blondie. So I love that. So Future Islands is this really wonderful band. I think they're from Baltimore. And the guy, have you guys seen him? He was on Letterman, and he was like Letterman's favorite act ever. It's a really funny clip if you watch it on YouTube or something. David Letterman is just falling over himself with enthusiasm over their performance.
Yeah.
Because the guy dances. And he dances really weirdly. Like, my sister-in-law can't watch. She says she finds it too difficult. He is a really wild, really unique dancer. I like his moves. I think they're fun.
Is it like a Mick Jagger kind of thing? Like super jerky? Or is
it's
he
very,
sort of like
very
a smooth,
jerky,
very jerky?
Not smooth.
Okay.
And he does this thing where he kind of squats and dances. He dances from a squatting position. It's very unique.
And he's such a weird vocalist that you'd think that would be kind of difficult. Like,
you would. And he is just drenched in sweat when he performs. And he has been, you know, like up close at a performance of his, and he said he was just bathed in his sweat. He's like,
definitely.
I just like rolled with it. It was Austin. It was hot. And the dude is like getting a workout in there. And he's
totally.
he's a nice, nice person. Really sweet person. And I think I really approve of Debbie Harry's mentorship choices. I feel she's also collaborated with the Dum Dum Girls.
Yeah.
And one time when we were at seeing the Dum Dum Girls in Austin, Debbie Harry came out as a special magical
that
guest.
That is so cool.
And it was, and they sang Dreamin' Is Free or whatever, with Dreams, whatever that song is.
Yeah.
Dreamin', they did that together and it was so magical and so fun. So I think I love Debbie Harry as a mentor figure. You know, I feel like she really chooses who she wants to mentor carefully, and I think I just really approve. I think I'm like, yeah, these are the acts you want to be supporting.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because she could be with giant, you know, pop stars if she wanted to.
Totally.
You would think.
Oh, yeah.
Considering she is one and gave rise to people like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
But she's not hanging out with you, Gwen Stefani, and no, who even knows who you are anymore.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes. Okay, cool. That's
it's a great story though. How exciting to see
it was amazing.
Such an icon come out.
It's a really special moment.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I saw Katie Lang once.
Ooh.
She was performing in this musical. I don't even know.
That's fun.
But she
I would be starstruck.
Also did like an extra at the very end of the show. She came out and sang a bunch and was just kind of like, geez.
Yeah, that's
her really, voice is out of control.
It really is, yeah.
I saw Bright Star, which is Steve Martin's musical.
Ooh.
And Steve Martin appeared playing the banjo.
That's awesome.
at intermission, and it was awesome.
That, you know what? This is an incredibly fun conversation topic, Sarah, for your next dinner party, is what sort of like star cameo have you experienced? Because we all have a good story about that. I bet others do too.
I think so. Fame.
Yeah. Pocket away.
It's pretty cool to see famous people.
Yeah.
So let's listen to the last couple songs.
Mm-hmm.
So let's rock out. These songs are freaking amazing, everybody. Let's rock out.
I'm the one bites the dust. Oh, I
We're back. This is Remix Tape. We just heard the last two songs from Charlotte's mix. They were both just super powerful songs, different ways. You want to say something about these two, Charlotte?
Sure. So Elasticheart, I almost considered titling this mix Elasticheart, you know, just elasticity and resilience and self-reliance, all those things. We were talking during the song about our admiration for this figure, Sia. She herself is just so powerful and so has so much control over her image. It's just really interesting. And part of the reason I love the song is the video attached to it. She has some absolutely amazing videos featuring Maddie Ziegler, who's the prodigy, the dance prodigy from Dance Moms, that reality TV show about little dancers. And Maddie Ziegler is, she's like a genius of dance, and it's unbelievable to watch her perform. And she's in these videos and kind of hard to tell her age. She kind of looks like a miniature adult. She's just this really uncanny looking figure.
Yeah.
And the dance routine the choreography is stunning. And Elasticheart has Shia LaBeouf as an added bonus. Shia LaBeouf and Maddie Ziegler do a dance duet.
I've got to see this.
Really, really weird and interesting. Yeah. And meaningful and evocative. And that's really cool. So that's the first thing everybody needs to do after this is, in fact, that's the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pull that video up on YouTube and watch it. And then Archie Marry Me, yeah, is just like sort of a fun note to end on, a little moment of sunshine. I think this song is fun. It also has a fabulous one-liner. I love that thing about student loans. You've student loans to pay and will not risk the alimony. It just, I think, says something about our kind of current economic climate. It's kind
That's
of interesting.
Right.
but I was interested in the song too, because the singer, I've heard her narrate, kind of background for the story, and she wrote it kind of ironically. You know, people have asked her, like, is it sarcastic? And she said she did write it kind of sarcastically to sort of poke fun at the whole institution.
Yeah.
But then she said so many people come up to her and are like, "I'm walking down the aisle to your song." Like, the way that it actually has been received is so different, so divergent from that. And she embraces that. She's like, if that's the life of the song, if that's like how it circulates, then I love that earnestness. And she is like, I'm down with that. So
what a great way to kind of like tie off a salty sweet mix, to take something that you intended to be salty and it turns out for so many people to be sweet.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing. Charlotte, it's been so great to have you on. And this mix is awesome, especially when we're in a salty and sweet time in terms of it being the end of the semester. And there are a lot of beautiful things that happen. People, summer comes, freedom comes, but also people say goodbye for short periods of time. We on Remix Tape will be here next week. We have unconfirmed planning for what it will be.
I think we should feature Cuba, which is where I'll be the day after we air that episode.
That sounds great.
Just an idea, but maybe we won't do that.
Fabulous idea.
Good idea. So tune in next Thursday. In the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter at @re_mixtape. That's right. And we'll catch you soon. So stay rad.
Or bad.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Charlotte.
I wish.